You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
5 minutes after six in the morning, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. You know, one little factoid about the President's State of the Union speech that I did not mention. Again, we did not belabor the speech, didn't talk a whole lot about it yesterday, and probably for good reason, because no one really appeared that interested in it. What percentage of the American people watched the State of the Union? 11%. Now, keep in mind, it was broadcast on half a dozen different stations. I mean, it was all over the place.
Networks stop everything they're doing to put it on.
And according to Arbitron, these were the lowest ratings ever for a State of the Union address. I mean, I watch it, you know, I watch it, but I watch it with a sense of, I've got to watch this, you know, I got to cover it for the listeners. It's going to be a topic, so we've got to watch it. And midway through, I was tweeting throughout. I said, I'm not going to make this the focus of tomorrow's show. Everyone will leave. Everyone will say, I'd rather listen to jazz music. I'd rather listen.
Smooth jazz.
Rather listen to sports radio. I'd even listen to NPR.
Ha!
But wait, they wouldn't, because they were probably rerunning the speech.
Yeah.
Anyway, and exhaustively covering it. But no, people just are tired. They've had enough. And they've heard enough. I'll tell you someone else who didn't like it. Senior Chief Executive Producer Philip J. Vandenbort III. Stephen Colbert.
His epoch-founding fifth State of the Union had a strong central theme.
Let's make this a year of action.
And what better way to start a year of action than with an hour of talking? And oh, did he talk about things like this.
Today, women make up about half our workforce. But they still make 77 cents for every dollar a man earns. That is wrong. And in 2014, it's an embarrassment. It is time to do away with workplace policies that belong in a Mad Men episode.
Workplace policies that belong in a Mad Men episode? I'm sorry, sir, but I think you're just saying that to distract from your domestic spying programs that belong in a Homeland episode.
There was one good thing about the State of the Union.
Seriously?
One good thing about the State of the Union.
What's that?
And that is America got to see a tribute, a prolonged standing ovation, you know, not for the president, not for the speaker, not for the vice president. They got to see a standing ovation for someone who really deserved one, a prolonged standing ovation.
Corey Rembach is his name, I think.
Corey Remsburg.
Remsburg.
Sergeant First Class, wounded terribly, torn to bits in his 10th deployment.
Yeah.
One of those roadside bombs went off, and he was rescued face down in water, and has had dozens of operations.
He lost an arm or a hand.
He lost most of an arm, and severe head wounds, and you can see he's had several surgeries. Anyway, Corey Remsburg was recognized by the president and received
First Lady Michelle Obama in the gallery.
Right. And he applauded by patting his chest with his good hand. Mm-hmm. But he got a prolonged standing ovation, and I loved that.
Yeah.
That was touching.
Did you see what our old friend Brian Suits had to say about that? He was not pleased.
He thought he was being exploited for political purposes?
He did not like the idea of having a uniformed soldier at a political proceeding being used possibly as political prop.
Number one.
And he's an Iraq war veteran himself.
Right. Well, Purple Heart recipient in his own right. Yeah. Our good friend Brian Suits used to do middays here at 570 KVI. And a great guy.
Yeah, he's on the air in L.A. now. But yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry he wasn't able to hold down a job in Seattle. I guess L.A. will have to be his backup.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good fallback plan to be
not a bad fallback.
Be on the air in L.A.
To be in the nation's second largest media market. Congratulations, Brian Suits. But you can make a case that it was not a political rally because the State of the Union is an annual custom. It's an annual tradition. However, I think Brian is spot on accurate that there was political motive in mind for putting him.
They better be real careful about how they do that.
So,
and, you know, talking about
his point.
How these have been record low ratings for a speech by President Obama for a State of the Union. And usually if President Obama is speaking, there's usually some sort of buzz about, okay, let's see what he has to say. Let's hear what he wants to talk about. But I was having a conversation with some friends yesterday afternoon, and I said, I think maybe we need to come to this point where we need to have a nationwide vote, and every year we can do this, and we can ask America, do you want the president to give a State of the Union speech?
It'll always be no.
And then there you go. Then maybe we need to get rid of this.
Well, but I'll tell you,
this is kind of like prom night or Oscars night for everybody inside the Beltway.
Yes. You are reading my mind. If I was the president of the United States, I would go back to the first century of this country tradition of submitting in writing a State of the Union report, and there would be no State of the Union address on television.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why? Because, look, I like politics. I follow politics. I'm what you call a political junkie. And I think it is a shallow, made-for-D.C. pep rally.
It's self-serving, yeah.
It's a pep rally, and I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
It's just silly. And most Americans have a life. And that's why, when there's a momentous occurrence that happens, you know, military action in another country, you want to hear from your president.
Yeah.
When you capture Saddam Hussein or kill bin Laden, you want to hear from your president. When there's
anticipation about the economy, maybe
big change in economic policy, you want to hear from your president. But if it's just one of these, like I said, glorified pep rallies, spare the nation the time.
Going through the motions.
You know, and just, Antonin Scalia and a couple of other justices of the Supreme Court, you notice they weren't there. They stopped going years ago. I would just love it if members of the Supreme Court and others who don't have to be there just stopped going and said, you know why? It's become a charade. It's become a joke. We're done. We're tired. The thrill is gone. Isn't that right, BB? Who's still doing concerts, if you can believe it?
Thrill is gone.
No one wants to hear from you anymore.
The thrill is gone away.
No more speeches.
The thrill is gone, baby. The thrill is gone away.
You know the two most...
You know you done
the two
wrong.
Most... cited words by Barack Obama fans are when they talk about their president.
Blame Bush?
No.
Darn. What?
Remember when?
Oh.
Remember when in 2008 he gave that speech in Germany and hundreds of thousands of people showed up? Remember when he went to Cairo and said what a terrible country the United States was? Well, he didn't say it in those words, but he thought the magic of his words was going to change the Middle East. Again, if you haven't heard, the president's State of the Union address, day before yesterday, lowest ratings ever. For crying out loud, Gerald Ford gave higher rated State of the Union addresses than this. Yikes! George H.W. Bush had higher ratings for his State of the Union
address. Starting to come off like Richard Sherman.
anyway. All right. I got to get to my my major story. At least I can tease my major story. I just absolutely love this. A couple of high school students, Kristen Hoffman and Marissa Martz, came up with an idea in their social studies class, their government class. And they went down to Olympia and they pitched the idea to some legislators. And legislators liked the idea enough that they actually codified it. They wrote it up in legislative language and they've dropped the bills. The Senate Democrats have denounced it. They have become unhinged. They're angry about it. Wait until you find out what these two high school girls proposed. And then I want to hear what you think of their idea, because I, for one, love it.